Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey guys, Kevin Cruz here. Welcome to the LeadX Leadership Show, where we help you to stand out and to get ahead at work. Now, as you know, we like to switch things up here, keep it interesting, and to continue that tradition, today on the podcast, instead of me interviewing an expert guest, we're going to have the guest deep dive into their topic. You see, you'll be hearing audio from a LeadX webinar. Now, of course, there are dozens of great webinars on leadership, management, communication, productivity, and more, all archived in the LeadX app. Just visit leadx.org for more information about our webinar archive. So enough on the setup, enough background information. Enjoy.
Hey, great to be with everyone today. I am thrilled to be with you. My name's Rob Holman. I'm here to talk through with you my new book called All In, How Impactful Teams Build Trust from the Inside Out. And I've been just so honored, and it's my joy to just say, hey, there's been leadership, top leadership thinkers all around the world, such as Marshall Goldsmith, Kevin Cruz, Cy Wakeman, Lee Colin, and many others that have given me early endorsements for the book. So I'm thrilled to share some of the meat, if you will, in the book with you today. And I thought a great place to start would be learning a little bit about myself. The temptation is to just dive right into the book and some of the content, which certainly we're not going to be able to get into all of it in the book, but I want to give you highlights and snippets that maybe you could do a deeper dive all by yourself. But before we get into that, you know, who is this Rob Holman, this passionate person that's kind of speaking and sharing with you today? Top left of my screen, I just want to let you know, I'm a total family man. I have been married for over 15 years to my beautiful bride, Karen. And I look forward to just coming home every day from the work in which I do. And I got to be honest with you, I still get a little nervous when we go out on date nights too. So no, I'm just love my wife and love our marriage. We have three amazing children. My oldest is RJ, he's 11. My second in line is Kayla, she's 8, soon to be 9. And my little guy, Zach, is 3 years old. So totally a family guy. And I just want to encourage you before we move on any further that if you do have a family, find reasons to come home early. No doubt about it. Top right of your screen, that's me signing some books. I am an author, and I started writing 2 years ago with my best-selling book called Lead the Way. And it was all about laying out my inside-out leadership principles to help transform you from the inside out as an influential leader. And now my follow-up book, All In, which I'm going to be talking to you about today, is really on the coattails of that book. And it deals with the area of trust. Bottom left of your screen, I am the founder and CEO of a global leadership consultancy called Holman International. And we've done everything from put on leadership conferences. I have an online leadership academy. And I do quite a bit of speaking and writing and coaching and consulting as well. Bottom right of my screen, if you can't tell already, I love to speak. I get very passionate about working with leaders just like you, just improve and maximize their leadership ability that leads ultimately to peak performance, not only with you as a leader, but also your team. So yeah, so let's move forward though, because I know time is limited. During this session, as we talk about All In, three things that we're going to do a slightly deeper dive into. One is we're going to understand the importance of trust. Second, we're going to learn how to effectively communicate. And third, how to develop a culture of honor. And you're probably thinking to yourselves, how are we going to fit all these three areas in such a short amount of time? I'm going to do my best, so please give me some grace in doing so. The first area, let's talk about trust. Build trust that lasts. Trust is one of these things that I think most of us, if not all of us, would agree that if we don't have trust within team member relationships or any team relationships in and around us, we really don't have anything. But when trust is built and fostered properly and in a healthy, dynamic, vibrant, and sustainable way, it's like you look at your team member and they look at you, we're climbing the mountain together. And this is where you can truly accomplish the impossible. There was a study done just a couple of years ago by the Association of MBAs, and they teamed up with the Game Changer Index. And in that, they surveyed nearly 1,000 people. And these are leaders across industry lines of all different markets and industries, very diverse group of leaders. And they basically said, why are teams so dysfunctional? Why are they just not on point with so much about being in the trenches together, unity and diversity, like mind, like hearts? You know, they came out with two primary reasons why they're so dysfunctional. Number one, poor leadership. And secondly, lack of healthy communication. So if you wrap your arms around not good leadership and not good communication, it starts with you and it starts with me as the leader. So we've got to be really good stewards of ourselves in how we lead people and how we effectively communicate with those people. You know, out of the poor leadership and lack of proper communication, the study does even a slightly deeper dive, and over 70% said poor leadership is their number one reason. So again, it starts with you, it starts with me. We've got to take ownership and become good stewards of who we are, the leadership abilities that we've been given, so that we can effectively influence those in our sphere of influence. There's no doubt about it. Now, there's been other leadership experts for years that have said, yeah, it's poor leadership, we're just not communicating properly. But at the end of the day, what's a foundation under poor leadership and lack of healthy and proper communication? It's trust. Again, I get back to, if we don't have trust, healthy, vibrant trust that we're not building and growing on and maturing, we really don't have much of anything. So what I'm about to share with you in just the next few slides, the next few minutes together, is how do we actually build trust? What are some practical things that we can begin to engage in together as leaders or alone as leaders that are really going to help us gain the trust of other people? But before that, I've got to share a personal illustration. Remember, I said that my wife and I have been married for over 15 years. Well, I got to be honest, the first year of marriage was not that good at all. Well, I shouldn't say that. If my wife was on the call, no, it was good, but it wasn't great. We thought we trusted one another. And certainly we love one another. We were in the honeymoon phase of our relationship. Come on, I mean, it's the first year of marriage. We thought we trusted each other. We thought we had a level and a depth of trust that I had her back, she had mine, and we're in this thing together. Only to realize probably not as much as we thought. We were traveling down to visit a friend for his wedding in Tennessee. Now, we're from the greater Philadelphia area. It's about a 9-10 hour drive. Well, we experienced the wedding. It was a great time. But the night before we came back, we had some major conflict in the hotel room. And it was one of those, like, I couldn't come to terms. She couldn't come to terms. We couldn't bring a resolve to the conversation that we were having, this disagreement. And so, needless to say, she didn't get a good night's sleep, nor did I. We wake up the following morning and think about this. We've got to travel back nearly 9-10 hours in a car ride, just the two of us. And it was one of these times, these drives, these moments where it's like it was so quiet in that car ride that in our silence, in our stillness, it was so loud, if you know what I mean. And then down the home stretch, probably the last couple hours, these words came flying out of my mouth. We need help. And in that moment, I thought I failed my wife. I thought I failed our marriage. And I thought I failed myself. But I'm here to say those are three of the most powerful words I ever could have spoken, ever have spoken. And that started a conversation that my wife and I, that we had never had prior. I let her into an aspect of my life that I never let her into, and she did the same. And we committed in that time to going and getting the needed help through therapy and counseling. And I got to say, we have far from a perfect marriage today, but we have a vibrant and healthy one without a doubt. And I go back and I think, what was it? You know, we thought we trusted one another. We thought, but we were like kind of like two ships passing in the night. There wasn't a level of connection. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about. Building trust that lasts has everything to do with making that intentional connection with a team member. Now, that intentional connection has everything to do with being present with them. And effective communication in this crazy busy world that we live in, workplace culture is no different. We have a lot of activity going on, a lot of responsibilities, a lot of expectations that we place on ourselves and that other people also place on us. But if you truly want to build and foster trust with your teammates, with the team members closest to you in your sphere of influence, we've got to learn how to be present with them. And this has everything to do with being proactive and effective communication. Two areas of effective communication that I've learned through experience, and I've also have tons of statistical data to back this up that I'm not going to have time to show you on this webinar. The first is, if we want to build and foster trust and we want to be present more with those in our sphere of influence, our team members, let's learn how to embrace silence. You notice how I just did that? I kind of paused. It doesn't mean that when we're around a team member, we have to be completely silent all the time. I mean, let's be real. That wouldn't lead to a whole lot of activity and, dare I say, good activity. But here's what it does do. Asking just a thought-provoking question to a team member, personally and or professionally, and having a bit more of a posture of listening, learning, as opposed to chiming in of what you think, what I think right away or immediately. See, we've got to push a pause on the default mechanisms of always chiming in and giving people our two cents, or even if we do have adequate answers that are going to help empower our team. I think it has more to do with maybe asking a thought-provoking question or two and being more silent and just letting them respond. So effective communication, if we want to learn how to be more present, if we want to learn how to be more effective communicators, let's embrace silence. The second is, let's understand the language of appreciation. Do you remember the book? This is a New York Times bestselling book. It was called The Five Love Languages that came out years ago by Gary Chapman. Well, Gary, he teamed up most recently with another person, and they wrote The Five Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. Now, he brings up these things like, you know, everything from physical touch, like an appropriate handshake or even hug at times, you know, when appropriate. The gift of giving, the gift of quality time, the gift of words of affirmation, and so on and so forth. I believe if we truly understand, embrace, and are proactive in understanding our teammates, our team members' language of appreciation, now we can be that much more intentional and consistent going and serving them the way that they want to be served, not the way we think they should be served. If you think about embracing silence, and asking a question and having more of a posture of listening, as well as truly going and serving a person, a team member, in the way that they need and long and want to be served. Can you imagine what happens as a result of that? Our team members can't help but be inspired and encouraged and affirmed. And I think we'd all agree that there's one thing that every human being needs, wants, and desires in this world. They want to feel valued and appreciated. So let's be committed and stay committed with having effective communication as a powerful tool in our toolbox as it relates to building and fostering trust. Second, how about developing a culture of honor? And so developing a culture of honor is huge. And, you know, the first thing I want to mention about honor, honor is one of these things that we can be somewhat distant from in our culture. Again, very similar to effective communication, developing a culture of honor. Think about it this way. We don't have any problem in this world honoring people when they've passed away, when they've died. I don't care how bad someone has lived their life, the poor decisions they've made, but everyone goes into that memorial service looking for positive and powerful things they can share as far as it relates to life stories, life milestones, testimonials. Why? To build up, to honor, to hold that person in high regard, regardless of the things that they did, good, bad, or indifferent. Imagine if we take that same energy, that same enthusiasm, that same passion that we have when people are no longer here and begin to infuse that into daily living. How about as a leader in the workplace? What would begin to happen with your team members when we begin to find intentional, consistent ways with honoring their socks off? And you might say, listen, they haven't done a whole lot and they haven't lived up to the level of expectations that I have and other team members have had for them. But I have found three practical things we can do to help build up people and see infused a culture of honor in the workplace. One is, let's engage in consistent group awareness of team diversity. Now, there's many great resources out there as most of us are aware of, the DISC profile, Myers-Briggs, StrengthsFinder 2.0. Even my company, Holman International, we've created a resource that is called Discover Your Life Purpose. And it gives basically a 360-degree viewpoint on one's life, personally and professionally. But once you take these tests, once you take these things and incorporate your entire team and learning from one another in this process, many teams and many leaders of teams, they're kind of like wipe their hands clear of it and be like, I've done that. There's no need to continue any longer. But I'm here to say, what would it look like? What would a team begin to sound like, be empowered by, if we consistently, maybe once a quarter, had them engage in these tests in a very creative, very vibrant, very healthy, very dynamic and interactive way to learn about the diversity in each team member and how we can best work together. So engaging in consistent group awareness of team diversity is huge. Second, let's devote monthly time with each of our team members. But here's the thing. I think most leaders are committed to one-to-one meetings. There's no doubt about it. But what would begin to happen if we were devoted to get to know our team members more on the personal front than the professional front? I think good teams, they have professional development tracks for their team members, but great teams have personal development tracks that are infused into their professional development tracks. So what I'm trying to say and encourage and inspire you with today is, why don't we take a closer look at, you know, team diversity, embrace that and have others embrace it so we better get to know and live life together with a diverse team, but also go to each team member individually on a monthly and consistent basis and ask them one thing that you never knew about personally, about their lives. And each meeting, have each time build on the last. Not only that, but are you willing as the team leader to let them into an aspect of your personal life that you'd never done before? And each meeting, have them build off of that as well. Third and final, under developing a culture of honor, let's turn conflict into creative superpower. You can have all the great effective communication. You can have all the culture of honor that you want. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to minimize drama, but it's not going to completely eliminate it. At the end of the day, people will be people, and there's going to be differences in our midst. In other words, team dynamics can get messy. They can get messy. How do we deal with the messiness? Let's not view it every time a conflict comes up like, oh my goodness, I got to deal with this. Let's view it as a tremendous opportunity to turn that conflict into a creative superpower. That it is clearly an opportunity that in and through this differences, in and through the tension that's in the air, in the room, and in that meeting, there's a tremendous opportunity to grow together. Three things to consider in that. And truly turning conflict into creative superpower. One is it's all about self-assertion. That you, if you initiate a meeting where there's tension in the air, where the elephant is put out on the table, what words can you use? What posture can you have to help minimize defenses of the person listening to you as you set up the conversation? Using choice words, good, healthy words like, I feel like, not you did, is an important aspect in this process. Second is, let's be committed to having active listening, putting our active listening ears. When we engage, let's truly try to understand and learn where the other person's coming from and vice versa. Now, we operate out of a place of self-assertion as well as active listening. It should always lead to collaboration. Although I believe a lot of drama will be minimized, it won't be eliminated entirely. So if you can come out of the self-assertion, active listening time with your team member, now you can both commit to, hey, if something like this happens again, here's what we're going to do and how we're going to best deal with it. So at the end of the day, trust is built, fostered, deepened, and you both come out saving the day as a superhero. So hopefully you enjoyed this brief presentation. There's so much more I could talk to you about. In being all in, going all in with how impactful teams build trust from the inside out. But just key takeaways in summary. Number one, we build trust that lasts by being present. We build trust that lasts by being present. Second, effective communication is embracing silence and understanding the language of appreciation. And third and final, developing a culture of honor is to engage in consistent group awareness of team diversity, devote monthly time with each of your team members more on the personal front than even on the professional front, and turning conflict into a creative superpower by collaborating together through healthy self-assertion and active listening. I want to thank you so much for, you know, taking time out of your busy day to engage with me on this webinar. If you want to learn more information about the book, my book, All In, feel free to go to robholman.com. That's Rob with two B's, R-O-B-B-H-O-L-M-A-N, robholman.com. Or you can go to the book website at getallinbook.com. Thanks so much. It's been a joy to be with you. We'll see you.
Friends, if you like this episode of the LeadX Leadership Podcast, please take a minute, leave a rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Ratings are invaluable for attracting new listeners. And I like to convert those listeners into leaders because, you know, I'm on a mission to spark 100 million leaders in the next 10 years. And if you want to become the boss everyone fights to work for and nobody wants to leave, check out the LeadX platform with Coach Amanda at leadx.org. And if you have 10 or more managers who could use some binge-worthy training, send me an email at info@leadx.org, L-E-A-D-X.O-R-G, and we'll talk about getting you set up with a totally free pilot for those managers. See if they like it. If they don't, that's fine. We go away. Part as friends. But if they love it, you've just found yourself a new resource for them. Remember, leadership is influence. You're always leading. How are you going to lead today?